Hawkins, last night we saw why Americans own 16-plus million R-15s. By A.W.R. Hawkins on May 31, 2020. As televisions and computers showed a fourth day of protesters turned rioters Saturday, looting and destroying property, it was readily apparent why Americans own 16-plus million R-15s. When Robert Beto O'Rourke was still vying for the Democrat nomination and pledging to come take away your AR-15, Breitbart News spoke with the National Shooting Sports Foundation, NSSF, about what a Herculean task that would be. After all, the AR-15 is the most popular rifle platform in America. NSSF shared their calculations with Breitbart, showing an estimated 16 million privately owned R-15s in the U.S. You cannot be blamed if you thought the number was closer to 250 or 300. Moreover, you cannot be blamed if you thought the 300 AR-15 owners were toothless, old, white, racists living on some isolated, off-the-grid piece of property deep in the heart of the South. But as it turns out, R-15s are owned by black people and white people, and by all skin colors in between. And there are way more than a couple hundred in circulation. On August 31, 2018, Breitbart News reported more than 9 million R-15s were manufactured for sale in the U.S. under Barack Obama alone. And on May 30, 2020, at the height of the Minneapolis rioting, Breitbart News reported on black business owners standing guard with R-15s outside their properties. Warning: language. And R-15s are not just for men. On November 4, 2019, Breitbart News reported on a pregnant Florida woman who used an AR-15 to kill an alleged home intruder while her husband was under attack. So when Joe Biden and other Democrats demonize R-15s as assault weapons and campaign on taking them from the American people or at least ending their sales, remember the feelings you have right now, the feelings of wanting a tool you can keep in your house to protect your family in times of civil violence and unrest. And also remember those black business owners and that pregnant Florida woman who saved her husband's life. Again, there are over 16 million privately owned R-15s in this country, and after last night, after watching the wanton destruction and violence in city after city, perhaps you better understand why Americans own them. A.W.R. Hawkins is an award-winning Second Amendment columnist for Breitbart News and the writer-slash-curator of Downrange with A.W.R. Hawkins, a weekly newsletter focused on all things Second Amendment, also for Breitbart News. He is the political analyst for Armed American Radio. Follow him on Twitter, @HawkinsHawkins. Reach him @HawkinsHawkins@Breitbart.com. You can sign up to get Downrange at Breitbart.com/Downrange.